Dear students, in the second module, you learned SSS and SAS congruences. Now, in the third module, we will discuss the ASA congruence and RHS congruence criterion of triangles. Angle side angle congruence criteria, or in short, ASA congruence criteria. Let there be a triangle ABC with BC equal to 2 cm. Angle B equal to 30 degree and angle C equal to 40 degree. Draw another triangle PQR with QR equal to 2 cm, angle Q is equal to 30 cm and angle R equal to 40 degree. In this way, we have a pair of triangles such that angle B equal to angle Q equal to 30 degree, angle C equal to angle R equal to 40 degree. So, BC corresponds to QR, angle B corresponds to angle Q, angle C corresponds to angle R. If we trace a copy of triangle ABC and superimpose it on triangle PQR, you will observe that both the triangles cover each other exactly. Hence, triangle ABC congruent triangle PQR. Therefore, we can define ASA congruence criterion. If under a correspondence, two angles and the included side of a triangle are equal to two corresponding angles and the included side of another triangle, then the triangles are congruent. Now we discuss what is included side. When we consider triangle M and P, and if we take angle M and angle N, the included side of angle M and angle N is MN. Therefore, included side is the side on which two consecutive angles lie. Now, there is an important point. Given two angles of a triangle, we can always find the third angle of the triangle by angle sum property of the triangle. So, whenever two angles and one side of a triangle are equal to the corresponding two angles and one side of another triangle, you can convert it into two angles and the included side form of congruence and then apply ASA congruence rule. Now we will learn RHS, that is right angle hypotenuse side congruence. In right angled triangles, we know the equality of two corresponding angles, that is the right angles. Now let a right angled triangle ABC is given, where AB is 3 cm, angle B 90 degree, AC 5 cm, BC 4 cm. Can we draw a copy of the triangle ABC where measure of angle B equal to 90 degree and case 1 if angle C is known? Clearly not, because vertex C cannot be fixed as shown in the figure 1. Case 2. Now if only BC is known? Clearly not, because vertex A cannot be fixed as shown in figure 2. Now third case, if angle A and angle C are also known? Clearly not, because vertices A and C cannot be fixed as shown in figure 3. Fourth case, if AB and BC are known? Yes, we can draw as shown in figure 4. But this is SAS criterion because B is the included angle of AB and BC. Now fifth case, you see, if AC and one of AB or BC are known, yes, we can draw as shown in figure 5. Here AB equal to 3 cm and AC is the hypotenuse and angle B equal to 90 degree. Thus, we can make a copy of a right angled triangle if hypotenuse and one side of the triangle are known. This is known as RHS congruence condition. Therefore, now we define RHS congruence condition. If under a correspondence, the hypotenuse and one side of a right angled triangle are respectively equal to the hypotenuse and one side of another right angled triangle, then the triangles are congruent. Now we discuss two examples from the PPT. In the figure, AO is equal to BO and angle A equal to angle B. First question, is angle AOC congruent to angle BOD? Why? Second question, if angle AOC congruent to triangle BOD by ASA congruence? Solution. First, yes, angle AOC equal to angle BOD because they are vertically opposite angles. Second answer, in triangle AOC and triangle BOD, we have angle AOC equal to angle BOD, vertically opposite angle, AO equal to BO, angle OAC equal to angle DBO given. Therefore, triangle AOC congruent to triangle BOD by ASA congruence. Now, we discuss the example 2. In the figure, DA is perpendicular to AB, CB is perpendicular to AB, and AC equal to BD. State the three pairs of equal parts in triangle ABC and triangle DAB. Which of the following statements is meaningful? First question, triangle ABC congruent to triangle BAD. Second, triangle ABC congruent to triangle ABD. Solution, the three pairs of equal parts are angle ABC equal to angle BAD equal to 90 degree, AC equal to BD given AB is equal to BA common side. From the above steps, triangle ABC congruent to triangle BAD by RHS congruence. So statement 1 is true, statement 2 is not meaningful in the sense that the correspondence among the vertices is not satisfied. Hope you have understood the congruences. Thank you.